and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 12th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Jack London, San Francisco, 1876. Self-educated man, got out of grammar school, had no more schooling, worked in a cannery 18 hours a day, borrowed money and bought a sloop and became an oyster pirate off the coast of California. Worked on a sealing schooner, hunting seals off the coast of Japan, became a hobo, rode the rails across America, sailed to Alaska to join the Klondike gold rush, and then turned to writing. Wrote the books that made his fortune, made him famous, The Call of the Wild and White Fang, and a short story that you probably read in junior high school, To Build a Fire, Jack London. It's the birthday of the novelist Haruki Murakami, born in Kyoto, Japan, 1949, best known in this country as the author of The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. Grew up in Japan, loving American literature, American jazz, and American baseball. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the character Easy Rollins, Walter Mosley, born in Los Angeles, 1952. First mystery novel featuring Easy Rollins was Devil in a Blue Dress, 1990. Mosley had been a computer programmer. He said, "I took up writing to escape the drudgery of that everyday cubicle kind of war." It's the birthday of John Winthrop, born in Suffolk, England, 1588. He was the leader of the Winthrop Fleet of 1630, the largest fleet of Englishmen to depart for the New World, and became the Puritan governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. A Puritan, he believed that the Anglican Church needed to purify itself of Catholic ceremonies. Left England, believing that God was going to punish England for its heresy and so they would be safer in the New World. Was elected governor of the colony even before they left England, was reelected several times after they arrived in the New World. As governor, tried to reduce the number of executions for heresy, and he opposed making women wear veils, which many of the Puritans supported. Famous to us for his City on a Hill sermon in 1630, in which he said, "For we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill, the eyes of all people are upon us. So that if we shall deal falsely with our God in this work we have undertaken, and so cause him to withdraw his present help from us, we shall be made a story and a byword through the world," said John Winthrop. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin, Which One? I eye the driver of the Chevrolet pulsing beside me at a traffic light, the chrome-haired woman in the checkout line chatting up the acneed clerk, the clot of kids smoking on the sly in the mile-high pizza parking lot, the meter reader, the roofer at work, next door a senior citizen stabbing the sidewalk with his three-pronged cane. Which one of you, discarded in a bag, sealed with duct tape, in the middle of the road, three puppies, 4 or 5 weeks old, who flung two kittens from a moving car at midnight into a snowbank where the person trailing you observed the leg and tail of the calico one that lived, and if not you, someone flossing her teeth or watering his lawn across the street. I look for you wherever I go." A poem entitled Which One by Maxine Cumin from her collection Jack and Other New Poems, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shavonik and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.